أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة. In this ayat that we were reading, where Allah Ta'ala says that those people who believe in the unseen, yeah, the unseen are those things which we cannot perceive with our minds, with our senses. Anything that we can see and we understand it, to believe in that, that is just natural. We see one another, we believe this person is present here, that is natural. So that is not required, what we can see and what we can perceive. What is required is that which we cannot see, that is the unseen. We cannot see Allah Ta'ala. We cannot see the life of the qabr. Though we bury a person, we go down in the qabr, we bury the person, but we can't see this life which is carrying on there. And we can't see the day of Qiyamah. So to believe in those things, that is what is required. That is what is called Iman, those things which we cannot perceive with our senses, but we believe in it, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of it, and we believe in that. That is that Iman which is required. And as we just heard now in the Fajr Namaz, the beautiful last ruku of Surah Ar-Rahman, and all the ni'mats of Jannat which Allah has mentioned here, and many places in the Quran Sharif, all that is dependent on that Iman, that we believe that what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, that is the truth, and not what we see with our eyes. So this Iman is very important. Also, ulama have written a very interesting point with regard to language, Arabic language, that yeah, bil ghaib has been mentioned, not ghaib. Ghaib is that person who we cannot see and who does not see us. Like somebody who is not present here at the moment. We can't see that person, and that person doesn't see us. That is ghaib. Ghaib is that we cannot see, but he can see us. That is Allah Ta'ala. We can't see Allah, but Allah is watching us all the time. And from there we see the next point, that we yuqimuna as-salah, that those people who establish or qaim rakhte hai namaz. Yeah, the grammar, according to the verb, it is the mudari, which refers to the present and the future. That is presently also in future all the time. They don't just perform namaz, but they establish the namaz. Iqamat as-salah. One is to perform salah, which also the Quran Sharif has referred to. For example, فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى. Or Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, those who make or perform namaz. But most of the places where Allah praises the people who have got this quality, Allah refers to وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, that is, they establish the namaz. That is, namaz in all its form, not only the outward form, but the inside, the concentration and devotion of namaz also. That is what is actually required. The outward form of namaz is also absolutely essential and required, that we stand in front of Allah, we make ruku, we make sajda, that is also required. But that is called the performance of namaz. But the established iqamat salah is that the inside of namaz is also there. The concentration and devotion of namaz is also there. And Allah Ta'ala refers to this as a great quality in Surah Luqman, where Allah Ta'ala says that the muhsineen are those people who establish the namaz. That is, they have reached the stage of ihsan. And ihsan is that a person worships Allah as though he is seeing Allah. And if he hasn't reached that stage, then at least he should know, Allah is watching me. that in my namaz that consciousness should be there, that I'm making my namaz for Allah, and that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. That is what is required. And all the promises are with iqamati salah, not just the mere outward performance of namaz, making ruku, sajda, which is also a very great thing. No matter what, how much of unmindfulness a person makes namaz, that namaz is much, much more valuable than not making namaz at all. Shaitan, our very arch and shrewd enemy, comes to a person and tells him that when you can't concentrate in namaz, then what's the use of making namaz? But ulama have written that a namaz, in whichever way it is made, is much better than not making namaz at all. And when a person makes namaz, then he must endeavor further that he is that iqamati salah is there, that namaz is performed with the concentration and devotion. And also with regard to namaz, there are very many aspects which ulama have written. This iqamati salah, for the man it is, we should make it with the jamaat. When there is no shari'i, religious excuse of making namaz with jamaat, a person must not miss his jamaat namaz. He must make his namaz with jamaat. Women at all costs should make their namazes at home. And the more deeper corner of the house they make namaz, the more better it is for them. For men, we should make it with jamaat. And another aspect also of namaz with jamaat, which many of us are negligent, we should make it with takbir-e-ula. When the imam starts namaz, at that time we should also start our namaz. Our habit that has been formed, that we come late, we just make it before ruku, we must 1-2 rakats, which has become very common. We can well imagine if a person is working for somebody and he comes every day late, he comes 2 hours late, 4 hours late, or he comes just before the shop is going to close, that time of knock-off, he just comes before then. How many of us start our namaz just when the imam is about to make salam? Right at the end we join the namaz. So namaz, we are working for Allah, so to say. And we have to make that namaz also properly. And if a person goes to work and he's just outwardly, he's just present there, but the work that he has to do, he is not doing. So if we are making namaz outwardly, ruku, sajda, everything, but the concentration of namaz which has to be there, that is not there, then also what kind of a namaz? So Allah has referred to all this as the quality of the muttaqeen, those people who have got the taqwa and who will qualify for Jannah. These are requirements. We should not just carry on our whole life that we are just making our outward namaz and no effort, no thought of improving, correcting our namaz. And even outwardly, we should see that our namazes are correct. Now, our ruku is correct. Our sajda is correct. The raising of our hands is correct. When we hold our knees in ruku, should be in the correct way. When we are making sajda, then our fingers should be facing qibla. They should be all together, the fingers. All those aspects are not minor aspects. If we correct namaz, our whole life will get corrected. Our deen and dunya will be corrected. The first quality after yu'minuna bil ghaib, Allah has mentioned the great importance of wa yuqimuna salah. May Allah give us tawfiq that we can make our namazes properly and we make effort on our families, our friends, and that we establish namaz. Namaz is the most important thing after iman on the day of Qiyamah. For the believers, the first thing that they will be reckoned with will be with regard to namaz. So may Allah bless us with iqamati salah, to make effort and that our namazes be correct. Wa akhiru da'wana.